We are up to Simen Kuf Tzadik Tes, and we'll be doing the first five Se'ifim. Sif Aleph HaShamesh Ochel Kazayas Mezamnin Olav HaShamesh, the one who was waiting on them, if he ate a Kazayas, he can be Mitzdarf to Zimun, even though he doesn't sit and eat with them. The normal way of eating for a Shamesh is to eat when he's coming and going. So that's why he is part of the Suda and Mitzdarf to them. Siv Beis Kusi Bizman Hazeh, the Kusim in this today, if you find a Kusi, Hareu Ka'ovet Avodas Alilin, they are considered over the Avodah Zorah. They were found to be over the Avodah Zorah, and that's the way we treat them. The Ein Mezamnin Alav, and we therefore do not count them in a Zimun. Gimel Am Ha'oretz Gomur, Mezamnin Alav Bizman Hazeh, even in Am Ha'oretz Gomur, we are Mezamnin Bizman Hazeh. Now, what does this mean? The Gemara says that we are not mitzdarif lezimun, even someone who is Korah, he learned Torah Shebiksav, Shana, he learned Mishnayis, but Lo Shimish Tamidei Chachamim, he doesn't know Gemara, he is not considered one of us, and we can't be mezamin on him. We can't count him in a zimun. Certainly an Amaretz Gomer really doesn't know anything, we can't be mitzdarif lezimun. However, Mizman Hazeh, in order not to be merachik them, we are mitzdarif them to Zimun also. Somebody who is not mekayim a mitzvah that everybody is mekayim, for example, he's not mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema altogether, Shachris Varvis. Some say that even so we could be mezamen on him, whereas the Magen Avraham says, ein mezamen olav. A Rosh HaGomer, who is over on Averis Befer Hesia, Thaloch is ein mezamen olav. This is different than Siruf to a minion, where even a Baal Aver is mitzdarif to a minion, because it says Admasai Lo Eda Hara Hazos, we're learning out the definition of minion from Eda Hara. That's only for a minion to say Davar Shebikdusha. Whereas for Zimun, you need a Kvias. And Chazal said that there is no Kvias and Chibur with Balei Avera. With regard to Tzira for a shame, it's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah has a tzad to say that even though we wouldn't be Mitzarif a Balei Avera, for three, we would be mitzdarifim for shame. Because, as said before, it's more chomer here because you need a kfiyas. But that's only to make a zimun. If you do have a zimun, the problem is saying Hashem's name. For that, it has a din of davar shib kedusha. Even a baal avera will be mitzdarif to the asara over there. The baal avera himself, the Mishnah Berurah says, is chayiv in zimun. He has to find where three people are benching bezimun and answer them. Dalid, Ovid Kachavim a Mezamnan Alav, the Halacha is a non-Jew, you're not Mezamnan on. Afilu Ger Shemovel Otovel, a Ger that had a Mila but wasn't yet Tovel. Ein Mezamnan Alav. Aval Ger Gomer Mezamnan Alav. A Ger Tzedek, a full Ger, you can be Mezamnan on him. The Yachol Levarek Pirkas Amazim Velomra Shem Chaltol Aviseinu, even though his ancestors did not get Eretz Yisrael, Avram Avinu did, and he is the Av Hamon Goyim. Sifhei onin b'chol shu poter milavarech a mezamnin olav. On Shabbos there is no aninus. An onin is one who lost a dear one, one of the krovim that one is misabel on, and this is before the kvura. So we say he is torud and poter min ha-mitzvahs. There's a machlokas whether or not it's mutter for him to do mitzvahs. Even in a situation where there are other people to help out with arranging the kvura, and therefore many hold that he's allowed to do mitzvahs, nevertheless, we would not be mitzdar of him to Zimun. Of course, he could also not be motzi anyone else in benching because here he is potter, mi'ikar adin.